Hey guys, this is Lauren over at Century 21 Property Advisors. Welcome to the podcast. Okay guys, so when you're looking at your social media, the one thing you definitely want to think about before you choose your platform is your target audience. Your target audience is going to be different and diversified depending on what you're going after in real estate. So make sure you really spend some time thinking about these 10 questions before you launch into a platform all the way. The first thing you want to look at is how old are they? What's your age range and your demographic? Where do they live? Is it going to be global, localized? Where's your market? What's their commute like? This will help you kind of diversify where you're gonna film. Third thing you're gonna look at is what's their commute like? Where do they travel? How far do they travel? What neighborhoods, communities do they pass when they're traveling? Number four is what do they do for work? This has a lot to do with how you're gonna target them, market to them, and reach out to them. What are their challenges and pain points? How are you gonna help? How are you gonna step in? How are you gonna make the real estate process incredible for them? Based on the challenges and the pain points that they have.
This is Nathan Smotherman coming to you with the Somerville County Housing Report, brought to you by the Texas Realtors in conjunction with the Texas A&M Real Estate Center. The median sales price is $267,450, down 0.2%. Active listings are down 8.9%. Closed sales are down 11.1%. And the days on the market are up by 23 days. This, coupled with 4.8 months of inventory, is heading toward a buyer's market. This is Nathan Smotherman with the Century 21 Property Advisors signing off.
Number six, what social networks do they already use? Where are you going to capture them? How are you going to interact with them? As we move forward through some of the social network platforms, you'll see different ways and different stats on who's to find there, how to interact with them, what to do. So keep an ear out for that one. Do they scroll through their feeds on a phone or a computer? This has a big impact on your marketing and how big, how little, how concise it needs to be. Who are your main competitors? When do your competitors get a high amount of likes, shares, retweets, reactions, and comments? Keep an eye on those that are doing well or that have a similar engagement that you want to go after. See what they're doing, mirror it, and make it your own. Do you also get more engagement at noon or on weekdays? Do you see a boost on the weekend when your competitors are quiet? The question here is whether you should follow suit or zig when they zag. So do you want to interact with your clients when your competitors are not, or right alongside them? You can pick your point of when you step in and make your presence and try to capture that business. And then number 10 is what are the leaders in your local market doing? Look at the other leaders, look at those that you want to model and see how you can make what they're doing your own and do it in your own way.
Thank you guys for joining us on the podcast today. Stay tuned for more coming from us soon.